Results from your workouts with Epic Health Testosterone Therapy. Epic Health, behind Chili's on Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Matt Harris, and now joined by national championship coach, former head coach at Auburn and elsewhere, Gene Chizik. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
Great to see you guys.
We were just talking in the break, and again, you can look at these a couple of different ways, but when you part from a school, you do get an opportunity to do some fun things, some interesting things, and you're making the most of your time. I think a lot of guys probably sit around and plan, okay, am I going to do – usually they go one of two ways, back into coaching, or they go, as, am I going to be an analyst somewhere? What am I going to do?
Right.
For you, you've really focused on trying to use your time wisely, which is really interesting. And this is the first time I've ever heard this from a coach who is not working at the time. So talk to me about what your plan has been. You really had a very methodical approach and very coach-like way about the way you're going to handle your time away.
Well, I did, guys. And I think one of the things that really becomes very apparent, and you know, you don't know this. When you're coaching, and I did it 27 straight years, we were talking earlier, you know you're missing things, but you really don't know to what degree you're missing things. And it was really apparent to me after about the first two or three weeks that I had missed so much over the years. So my wife and I sat down and said, all right, what is our goal? Our goal is to, I want to do something with our kids, and I want to do a significant amount of it that normally I wouldn't be able to do if I was working. So we said, all right, let's just throw a crazy number out there and let's see if we can do 25 different things with our children that we normally wouldn't be able to do if we were coaching. I got 2 months left. I'm at 22 right now, so I got to figure out. I got three more things I got to figure out.
What are a couple of things you would share with us?
We have taken probably 2 to 3 trips out of the country.
Wow.
Just where no one knows, no one recognizes, nobody, you know, everybody's really oblivious and been able to get away like that. We've done several mission trip type things, you know, where we could go and really try to make a difference. I spent a lot of time with my boy on some bird hunting trips and things like that, because the saying that I heard years ago that always resonated with me, and for those of us that have an affection for our fathers, I always heard, if you go fishing with your boy, you won't have to go fishing for your boy. And I thought it was really awesome. So, you know, we try to really do those. And I'll take my girls, I got twin daughters, I'll take them on trips just with me. Then I'll come back and I'll take my boy on trips just with me. Took my boy and did a spring training. Baseball, he loves baseball. Went
That's
down
cool.
to Florida,
wow.
did the Phillies and the Braves and the Pirates and the, and was able to do just things like that where we got in a car for 4 days and it was me and him.
That's great.
And so you got to be able to do that, because there's nothing more important than family. And if you saw the Manning interview the other day, I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought the things that Archie said was so true. It's faith, family, and football, and we love the game of football more than anything in the world. Mm-hmm. But the difference is we spend so much time with that, and we don't spend as much time with the other. And it's almost like you can't afford it, but when you can, you do it.
Put it in.
You know? Gene Chizik joining us here. He's going to speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club in a little while. And, Coach, I'm just going to get this out of the way. I'm an Iowa State graduate. And so if I don't say something about it, I'm going to get a hard time for my listeners. So I just want to ask, you know, obviously it worked out well for you to go to Auburn, and it worked out fine for them. Coach Rhodes is doing a good job.
Fantastic
up there.
Job.
That's a tough place. And you've been at Texas, too, which is at the other end of the spectrum. And both these programs right now are trying to find a way. So, I mean, just talking about those experiences, and obviously they're vastly different in the world of college football, but every job has its challenges. But, you know, again, you've worked at all kinds of different places, and just talking about, you know, some of the differences there and what kind of advantages and disadvantages those places have.
And ironically, they're playing Thursday night.
Yes, they are. That's right. Exactly.
Let me tell you something. I had 2 years at Iowa State, and I have the utmost respect for Jamie Pollard. You know, anytime you leave a place, it's difficult. You know, it just really is. And But my 2 years there, I wouldn't trade them back for anything in the world. I know that the record doesn't necessarily indicate, you know, where Iowa State would have liked to have been at the time, but I really felt like we left that place so much better than we when we got there, because I felt like the foundation was really set with a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. And I think that Paul Rhodes came in and did a phenomenal job taking it from there and not skipping a beat, and he's still doing a phenomenal job. I watched him play the other night against Tulsa on TV, and I really feel good about where they're headed. It's difficult at a place like that, but they've done some resurgence of the facilities, which is, you know, you got to do it. It's a facilities arms race, you know, as we all know. But I got a high level of respect for Paul, what he's done there. Love the direction they're going. Totally different, you know, different money circumstances, fundraising, facilities. Totally different than a Texas or an OU or an Oklahoma State, which makes it all the more dynamic that they could beat those people. And they have. Mm-hmm. They've beat Texas. They've beat Oklahoma State. They've beat all the people that if you match it dollar for dollar, X and O for X and O, mm-hmm. probably should have never happened. But it did. And I think that's a case in point that Jamie does a phenomenal job as the AD. He's got great leadership skills. And Paul's taking that thing, and he's right at home. He belongs there. I thought it was a fantastic hire.
For Texas, we wonder, how could that program ever struggle? I mean, again, you're talking about top recruiting classes every year. Everybody knows, I mean, Mack Brown's a national championship coach. What have you seen in having time to kind of step away from it a little bit? What's going on there, and how can that program struggle like they have? Or struggle is maybe a little bit of a strong word. Maybe not achieved at the level that some people expect from Texas.
Well, I think that there's so many variables that are happening behind the scene that you and I don't get to. We're not privileged to. Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing about college football is the only thing we're all privileged to is the scoreboard on Saturday night at the end.
Yep.
Obviously, there's been some less than desirable scores lately from Texas. I went by there and actually did a campus tour working with SiriusXM, and I really feel like they're on the track physically getting back to where it was when we won the national championship there. I thought they practiced hard. I thought they were trying to get back into the physical nature of the game. They played a really bad game against BYU. Obviously, he made a change the next day in coordinators. That can give you a little bit of a disillusionment that they're soft, and, you know, because the bottom line is if you don't have people in places to make plays, it makes you look like you're just getting worn out in every aspect of the game. And we don't know that until we watch the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it was three guys out of place mm-hmm. that, you know, or they didn't have a good scheme for how to handle the quarterback on the zone reads, or, you know, in three or four of those plays it can now turn into a track meet. Yeah. Gives you the illusion that they're soft and they don't know. And they may be, but they may not be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came back last week against a Bill Snyder team, and they're not soft.
No.
And they're well-coached,
mm-hmm.
and they handily beat them with their starting quarterback only playing one half.
Yeah.
So I think that what we have to be able to do in college football is sit back, breathe, be realistic, because there's so many unrealistic expectations. And from a fan viewing what they see, unfortunately, they're not privileged to all the information. And your dad can be, you know, can really attest to that,
mm-hmm.
You know, what Cliff did as a player. And it's not always what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll know more. If it was that way for five games in a row during the season and it looked like there was absolutely no doubt that it was south, then I think then it would be self-explanatory.
Right.
But let's, hey, if they beat Iowa State, and then they beat Oklahoma, and then they beat, then all of a sudden the perceptions change.
That's right.
And that's
exactly
how fast it can change.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody needs to, you know, I know Texas fans need to be talked off the ledge a little bit right now.
Yeah, because, you know, all of college football fans are so patient and understanding.
Most patient people I've ever been around. So, as we all know.
Yes.
So, you know, look, two different programs, but led by great people, and I just want to see the best happen for everybody.
We got a chance to see Johnny Manziel this last week, and he's kind of the it guy in college football right now. You have the it guy on your national championship team in Cam Newton, and obviously he's gone on to success in the NFL. And in the same way, we had it with Matt Jones, too, fortunately for us, Darren McFadden at times. Obviously Manziel does it week to week, but there were so many wow moments with Cam. I know you guys had some peripheral things going on, too, that you had to, you know, either deflect or have to pay attention to at certain times. But from a coach's standpoint, you had to, at some points, I would think, become a bit of a fan watching him perform during that championship run.
Oh, there's no question about it. When you have a dynamic player like that, and really and truly, the similarities, Kevin and I talked about it. Because I went there and spent the day at A&M too before the season started. And what's really similar in the two stories is that when you have a quarterback that is obviously very gifted, you don't know how gifted he is in practice because you never tackle the quarterbacks.
Right. Whistle's dead.
So what happens in practice is you think he is. You think he could get out of that, but then you blow the whistle and the defensive guys are going, I had you and all that.
Right.
What you find out after two or three games evolve, this guy's different.
Yeah.
he's completely different. And then both of them, I think, have really surprised everybody with how well they throw the ball.
Yeah.
Cam was a dream to watch because we only had him for 1 year. And we saw the evolution of him, and it was spectacular.
Unbelievable.
And I watch Johnny now, and I'm going to put all of the off-the-field things aside because everybody's got their opinion on that, and that's fair. He is great for college football because I don't care what fan you are right now, you want to watch him play when you turn the TV on.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
And I don't care who they're playing because every single week it doesn't matter who he's playing. He does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you the quarterbacks that I've had on my teams. I've had the best quarterbacks in college football history on my teams.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Culpepper, Vince Young, Jason Campbell, Colt McCoy, Cam.
Dang.
This one right here, he's different.
Well, can he go to the next level, you think, and have kind of success that some of those guys have had that you mentioned?
Absolutely.
I think so.
No question.
Okay.
Wow. No question.
A lot of folks listening, obviously Gus Malzahn is a homegrown guy, part of that run. You guys ended up parting ways. He has nothing but good things to say about you because we talked about you a little bit when he was on with us when he was at Auburn. And then after he left, I think same situation. What changed there, and do you guys talk at all? I mean, what's the relationship?
Absolutely.
Do you have one?
Yeah. Absolutely. Gus and I will always be great, great friends. My take on all this right now is I lay low. You know, I live in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I lay low. I told Gus in multiple conversations, I'm here for you in any way I can help you. That'll never change. It's his show. He needs to do it the way he needs to do it. He'll do a great job. But our relationship in the 3 years we had together was more than phenomenal. He was a very good assistant coach in terms of not just how good he was with what he did. He was a soldier in the Army. And I'll always know that. And I never, ever deflected any of the publicity that he should have got because he deserved every bit of it. But it's his show. I lay low, and he knows I'm there if he wants to call and talk,
mm-hmm.
Which we have several times. But I wish him well. I'm not one bit bitter. I've been in this business too long. You know, what I learned was that coaches that get let go, and this is the first time I've ever been in this position. I've 27 straight years, I've never been let go. But one thing that I know that I took with me on that is that if you walk away bitter, you're the only one bitter.
Yeah.
Everybody else moves on.
Yeah.
So if you want to carry that baggage around with you and you want to live that life, go ahead. But you're the only one doing it because in this day and age, you know, the next coach – bye-bye, and they move on.
Yeah.
And if you think it's any different than that, you're really fooling yourself. Mm-hmm. So, but Gus, I got a very high level of respect for him and Christy, his whole family,
yeah.
And he'll do a great job.
Well, and I know the feeling's mutual because he had nothing but great things to say about you while he was there. So, and that was the thing. He talked a lot about you as a person, as a father. We didn't really talk that much about football, but I know he's got the utmost respect for you and the job you did as a coach too, but as a man, I think first. And you guys, I think, align in a lot of ways there from stuff away
absolutely.
From the field. Yeah, so.
No question. I think that was kind of how it aligned with
yeah.
both of us.
Gene Chizik joining us. If you're just tuning in, going to speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club here in just a little bit. We spoke with Houston Nutt last week, I guess, and he's in a similar situation. I think he's having a lot of fun doing what he's doing on TV, and he's got, you know, a personality that it kind of lends itself to that. Because you could spend next year doing 25 other things, you know, with your family
yeah.
next year.
Yeah.
But I got to think the competitive spirit is starting to well up a little bit here. What's a great situation? Do you have anything in mind? I mean, it's a hard question to ask because there's so many different kinds of opportunities. But have you thought about what might be next for you?
Well, you know, when I let go last year, there were several opportunities that I wasn't ready for. Just because I'm trying to think of a lack of a better word, maybe detox.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, for a year.
Well, you talked about, too, going and being anonymous for a while, and that is a unique thing for a college football coach.
Yeah,
that's got to be nice.
I really want to be anonymous. And again, that's why we lay low. And, you know, I'll go to the grocery store every once in a while. And, you know, but really, we're laying low. I just want my kids to be really, really good. They don't have to go to school every day and hear about how bad dad is or how good dad is or how it shifts from one week to the other.
Yeah.
And it's been really good in that regard. But, you know, this is – well, it's actually happening earlier now. You know, there's another guy let go today, Paul Pasqualoni, UConn. You know, as all these things happen, my agent and I are – he's on top of it, but he knows I'm not willing to jump unless it absolutely fits me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And my family will be huge in the discussion. I don't feel in any way like there's something out there that I've got to go do. I've been blessed, you know, to be able to not have to do or jump on anything. I can do this again for 2 years, 3 years. I could probably do it the rest of my life if I really wanted to.
Right.
So do I miss competing? Yes. Do I miss the kids? Yes. Do I miss competition on game day? Absolutely. But that all being said, not to the point where I would jump on something that was not exactly what I wanted, either as a coordinator, you know, or a head coach. So a very open mind, not in any way, shape, or form saying, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm, you know, I'm hell-bent on doing this. I'm not there at all.
Well, I'm getting the cut sign, so we have to let you go. I'd like to talk to you for more minutes, but Kelly says you can't. So, Coach, it was a great pleasure meeting you again. The last time I talked to you, it was before, I guess, that you had actually won the Broyles Award, but we were at that particular meeting. So, but great seeing you again. Good luck in whatever you choose to do.
Hey, go Cyclones, too, right?
Yeah, sir. At least Thursday night for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
you're going to be torn. You got to split allegiance this Thursday. But yeah,
I know. Yeah. I know. I love them both.
That'll be fun.
Hey, Coach, great to see you guys.
Coach, thanks so much.
Absolutely, Matt.
All right, we got to take a time out. That is Gene Chizik. Again, more from him coming up, though. We will carry his speech from the podium today as well. Stay tuned. It's The Zone at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, Buzz Radio Network.